I'm not even gonna say a lot right now. That TikToker versus YouTube fight was so rigged. I'm gonna keep this a short podcast, maybe 3 minutes, because I gotta go study for HSPT. Going to 8th grade with the boys, Ari, Edward, Michael. We finally graduated 7th grade. Full-time podcast coming soon. Make sure to follow us on all social medias. My TikTok is Mr. King JJ, M-E-M-E-S-T-R, King JJ. Edward's TikTok is Mr. Knight 20, M-R, period, Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T, 20. Ours is Wolf Knight. It's a private account, so you might or you might not accept it. Michael's is, I think Michael deleted TikTok. And my Instagram is JeremyV.J. The company TikTok is Gem Radio, J-E-M Radio. And my Twitter, of course, is JJ the Builder. Make sure to go follow all those. But now, let's get to the main topic today. First of all, Gibb got robbed on that Taylor Holder fight. First of all, Gibb, he was an astonishing boxer on that fight. He threw all the right punches, everything the right. And then the referee robbed him when he declared the winner. And first of all, Taylor barely got any hits in, and somehow he tied up to Gibb. I mean, Gibb was averaging lots of them. There's actually one viral picture of when Gibb hit Taylor right in the face. Taylor made a baby face. I would show it, but, you know, we're not a video podcast. We are a audio podcast. And then Bryce Hall, no one really had faith in him, to be honest. I mean, when you see Austin's punches against Bryce's punches, you can obviously determine the real winner. But I do respect Austin for what he said at the end of the fight. He said, I'm willing to raise this kid up just like everyone else should because he had a lot of balls coming in here in this ring. I respect that because after a normal fight, most people get hyped and they start dissing the other boxer. But, you know, Austin, he didn't want to do that. He kept it fair and he kept it respectful, even though that Bryce has been talking lots of crap towards him and calling him lots of name on social media, saying he's going to whoop him in the boxing ring and cussing at him lots and using lots of excessive words. But I also respect Jarvis for knocking out Michael Lee. I mean, I kind of have faith in Michael Lee. He said he's been showing off lots of clips from training and he's going to prove his worth in the ring. But I guess that failed since that did not end up well. He literally got knocked out by Face Jarvis. And as they say, Face Jarvis has aimbot with his fist now. Pretty insane. That's the Face Clan thing, Face in general, especially Face Jarvis. I was on his side, I was on Michael Lee's side, I wasn't really on anyone's side, but you know, I would have thought that Michael Lee would at least have a bigger chance, but he got knocked out in the second fight. Looking spec, he's kicked off, man. I'm going over to Ben Azra. I forgot who he fought. Oh yeah, he fought Austin Boone's brother. Bro, Ben fought so bad. Literally. If I could show that one clip, oh my gosh. It was so bad. And the dude just went on Instagram later and he was like posting photos of him chilling on a beach with Brent Rivera on his story. I'm like, bro, he's gonna knock that fight. I do not want to ever see that fight again. That was so bad. Anyways, this is Jerry for Gem Radio. Unfortunately, Edward, Michael, and the rest of the team cannot join me for today. I'll see you guys in the next one. For further ado, peace out.